doing it with no point of reference. That's how life is really tackled. You don't need a manual. You don't need to be told that you can do it or how to do it. Your intuition will propel you to go for that thing that you know you're capable of attaining. That's what I call doing it with no point of reference. There's one thing that sighted people can take from the visually impaired. All you need to do for a blind person is to paint a mental picture and they run with it. Why don't you try that out as a sighted person? Have your vision laid out and run with it. As the Bible says that, have your vision well known, written down, believe that you can accomplish and run with it. That's what I call doing it with no point of reference. If we really grasped this truth, many people would be the first to be educated in their families. Many would have been the first to be graduates, would have been the first to own a car, would have been the first to own a house. But because we have no point of reference, what do we tell ourselves? What is so special about me? My grandfather never had that. My dad died and he never had that. Why should I expect to have that? How can I have that? Well, allow me to tell you that you can do it with absolutely no point of reference. Even relationships. Some people, as soon as they feel that they're getting too close, too attached to someone, they detach themselves, because in their family, no one ever lasts in marriage. So they have painted this mental picture that they too cannot do that. Erase all the bad pictures that you've painted in your mind, that you've allowed other people to paint in your mind. Tell yourself that I will do it. I will be the first person to do it with absolutely no point of reference. Boldly proclaim that I need not a point of reference. I will be the first to accomplish this, and go for it.